USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. As far as the Senate trial being biased, a Kentucky Republican tells Fox News.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
The name of the soldier killed in Afghanistan will be released on Tuesday. The Taliban claims it blew up an American convoy overnight. This comes a month after two service members were killed there in a helicopter crash. Currently, there are 12,000 troops stationed in Afghanistan. So far this year, 20,000 deaths have been reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for an attack on an American convoy that killed at least one soldier. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Taliban claiming responsibility for an attack on an American convoy earlier today that left one U.S. soldier dead in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the organization saying that several other U.S. and Afghan troops were wounded. The attack reportedly took place in the Kunduz province, in an area that has seen numerous insurgent attacks in recent months.
Bad weather is threatening to dampen the holiday spirit on the first full day of Hanukkah and just 2 days before Christmas. A record number of more than 115 million Americans are expected to travel by car, train, or plane over the holidays. As far as if you're traveling by plane, TSA Administrator Dave Pekoski says,
be a bit patient because there's a lot, you know, when you show up at an airport during this time of year, I mean, there's a lot of traffic and then just a lot more people.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new number one at the box office, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the films and the numbers.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, is the new number one, bringing in a total of $175 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Jumanji, The Next Level, taking in $26 million. Number three, Frozen 2, still on the charts with $12 million. Cats is dropped down to number four with $6.5 million. At number five, Daniel Craig stars in Knives Out, bringing in $6.1 million. Number six, the movie about Fox News called Bombshell, bringing in $5.1 million. Number seven, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Richard Jewell, bringing in $2.6 million. Queen and Slim is at number eight with $1.9 million. Black Christmas is number nine with $1.8 million. And tying it, Ford versus Ferrari at number 10, also bringing in $1.8 million.
And finally, week 16 of the NFL wraps up on Monday night, with the Minnesota Vikings hosting the Green Bay Packers. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.